Good evening. We're going to start today correcting an exam that we started last week. So we had already done questions 1 to 5, so we're going to continue with 6. So number 6, Maribel?
B.
I've spoken to the manager already and everything is fine. Okay, so because you see is fine in the present, I have spoken. So is the present perfect related to the present. Right.
Sorry, I was not already. Not situated.
In the middle.
Yes, I have.
Right. But when you want to express some kind of surprise, for example, you can use already at the end of the sentence, or even you can use already in questions. Have you woken up already? ¿Ya te has despertado? Or have you finished already? So you can use already in different ways depending on what you want to show. So if you want to show surprise, or in this case, is that you have already done it and it's something, well, it was a surprise, but perhaps it's something you have done very early or before you expected. Before you expected is also another possibility. But you could also say, I have already spoken to the manager. That's perfect. But if you say already at the end, it's because you want to show something else. So you express something else. But this is okay, the present perfect. Okay, number 7. Someone who is easygoing is... What do you think?
I'm not sure. Maybe A? I don't know.
A. We thought our student there. She's always there. Is carefree. A. Carefree, despreocupado. Flexible, well, flexible, selfish, egoista. Lighthearted, desenfadado, alegre. But carefree is a person who doesn't care about things. The same as easygoing. Easygoing is viva la virgen. Well, he doesn't care about things. Easygoing. Sometimes easygoing is translated by, for example, a cheerful person. But this is not correct. An easygoing person is viva la virgen. You don't care about anything. You are so easygoing. But it's not friendly, cheerful, it's not like that, it's carefree. 8, C?
D.
D, okay, succeeded in. 9, I usually?
D.
Leave the house early in case the topic is bad. Leave, dejar, abandonar, salir, partir. Our flight leaves at? 10. Something that irritates the skin is?
Itchy.
It's picor. Itchy, que pica. Itchy, que pica.
Which I don't know. I don't understand this sentence.
Algo que irrita. Spanish. Algo que irrita la piel es? Itchy.
Pica.
That produces itching. That produces. It's, for example, friendly. It's picor. Itchy.
Yeah,
que produce picor.
I don't understand in Spanish. The connection between algo que irrita la piel es algo que pica.
Yes, for example, this kind of insulation kind of material, for example, for insulating the walls, this kind of yellow thing, this is itchy because when you touch it, you feel itch. So this is itchy.
Okay.
Or sometimes for some people, wool, it could be itchy, right?
Yeah.
But it is true that we haven't got this word in Spanish. That produces itch. Picante is not hot, picante, but itchy is something that produces itch on your skin. So itchy, that produces itch. 11, the accident was similar?
Two.
Have you got any money? He
can't.
He can't have taken the money. He's a very trustworthy employee. It's impossible. So you use can't in the negative to say that something is impossible. Right? So can't have taken, no puede haber cogido, with a perfect tense. 14, they D. Okay. 1B. 15?
D.
You are sure? Weren't you? The question does. Okay. And then the reading. So let's read it. Well, it's, as usual, a very complicated test. Well, it's not so complicated as the other one, last week's test about transmissions or something like that, but still, these are technical tests, in this case, science tests. Maribel, can you start reading the first paragraph, more or less, until clients, and then Susana can continue.
Light draws well only in very clear water. Animals that live in the clear waters around coral reefs use an abundance of signals, many of them beyond our possession. Most coral reef fish have receptors for up to 6 different kinds of light, and cuttlefish even have receptors. Humans only have 3. So animals living on coral reefs see a very different world to the one we see.
Okay, one sentence more.
Coral reefs often have cleaning stations where cleaner organisms remove
parasites.
Parasites from a client.
Okay. Cleaners often share a similar and rather unusual color, blue with a long wavelength component that we cannot see. Amazingly, creatures as diverse as fish and shrimps from both the Pacific and the Caribbean have evolved the same blue uniform, so potential clients over the whole ocean can understand the cleaner's trade. Even in the clearest weather, light only penetrates to 1,000 meters, I think, but the average depth of the ocean is for 1,000 meters. So many animals have to make their own light. Dragonfish use a red spotlight to hunt for prey and to communicate. As dragons are the only animals in the sea that can see or produce red light, this gives them a secret signaling channel.
Channel. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Any questions about any words? So, well, coral reefs, arrecifes de corales, cuttlefish, jibia.
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 ¿Qué es jibia?
I think it's a kind of shrimp, un tipo de calamar. Jibia. Any other? Well, let's see. Question 16. Light travels well only in very clear water. So what do you think? Sí? Sí. A very clear water is required for light to travel well. So for light to travel well, so to travel well, para viajar bien. So it is necessary to have very clear water. So very clear water is required for. Light travels well only in very clear water, so C is a sentence in the passive voice. Very clear water is required for light to travel, para que la luz viaje bien. Okay?
I think travel well means in an easy way.
In an easy way, yes. To travel well, in an easy way. To travel through the water. So the water has to be very clear in order that the light to go through. Okay, most coral reef fish have receptors for up to 6 different kinds of light. 6 kinds are not so sufficient kinds of light for most coral reefs.
B?
I don't like any, but B. She doesn't like any. You are right. I agree with you. It's B, because, well, the expression up to is not more than. Okay? No more than. That's the point. No more than. So it's no more than 6, because it's up to 6. Okay? Hasta 6 tipos diferentes de luz. Hasta 6. So if it is up to 6, it's less than 7. That's the point. So it is less than 7 different kinds of light that most coral reef fish receptors have. That is so artificial, this sentence. But it's the only one that is okay, right? The rest are not correct. It is less than 7 different kinds of light needed. No, it's not that they are needed. It's that they have. And, well, system types are not so sufficient. This is not correct. So the only one that more or less has the same meaning is B, and with this expression in mind, up to hasta 6, so less than 7. Okay, 18. Even in the clearest water, light only penetrates to 1,000 meters.
C.
Okay, right. Light never penetrates more than 1,000 meters, even in the clearest water. Dragonfish use the red spotlight to hunt for prey and to communicate.
C.
And the same, but A. I've got here, muy dudosa, muy dudosa. But I say A. Dragonfish use a colored light as, dragonfish use a colored light when they both hunt for prey and communicate. In B, dragonfish use a colored light as he is not correct, because dragonfish is used in the plural, just to talk about all the dragonfish.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a plural word in this case. Dragonfish use. You can see in the test that it is used in the plural as well. So you can't say then he uses. Dragonfish is not he. Dragonfish is they.
Apart from the plural, it could be it, not he. Maybe.
It, well, yes, perhaps, because fish doesn't appear in the plural normally. Fish, one fish, two fish. You don't say fishes, right? So, but yes, you could say it, but not he.
Mm-hmm.
In A, dragonfish use a colored light when they both hunt for prey and communicate. They do both things.
No color light.
Yes, you are right. That's the reason why I said muy dudosa. Because I can't see that it's the same meaning. A colored light is not the same as a red spotlight. But in C, there is a mistake. That. This is not possible. That is not possible. It should be that. So this is not correct. So it is for hunting, for prey and communication, that dragonfish use a red spotlight. In that case, it could be right. And D, it is when hunt is not correct. Yes, a good point, she says. It is when hunt for prey and communicate that. So it is when hunt, in any case, when hunting. But when hunt is not correct. So the only one that I see correct is that one. But I don't like it at all, because as you say, colored is not the same as red spotlight. But mm-hmm. the others are not correct grammatically.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, 20. As dragons are the only animals in the sea that can see,
B.
Since is the same as us, or sometimes because. Dragons are the only animals which can see in the sea. Which can only see in the sea, since ours are unique. Okay. Any other questions? No? Okay, so we continue with our book, Infinities and Gerunds. Well, this is a terrible topic for students of English, because as in the book, you can see that in page 111, the teacher says, the author says, one has to memorize without D, has to memorize the verse which can either be followed by gerunds, by infinities, or by both. So there is not possibility of knowing why we write a gerund or infinitive with to or without to. Here, in the introduction, one has to memorize without the, memorize.
Which line? 10?
9. One has to memorize the verb, so it is impossible to know when a verb is followed by a gerund or infinitive. When your Alexan is, she's asking. Well, I think it's in the web, but they haven't given any instructions to the teachers yet about the oral exam. So I don't know exactly how they're going to do it, or because they, well, in the state, the degrees, or in the degree, they've got an oral exam, but we don't know how they're going to do it. It is supposed that they have to do it in the centers, but the students who are not in here, they have to do it, I don't know, using Skype, or I don't know. Yeah? Because, well, in the first year, there is a tool that is very good. They just record with a webcam the oral exam, and then the teacher listens at home and evaluates at home. Mm-hmm. So this is very good. But in the second year, I don't know how they're going to do it. If they're going to use the same tool, mm-hmm. but they haven't told us about it, so I don't know if they're going to use the same tool or not. So let's see what happens, but probably will be from the 15th of May onwards. I will tell you. I will try to find out about. Okay. Right, so we start with 111, talking about the infinitives and the gerunds. So they are talking about the difference between a finite verb and a non-finite verb. Well, a finite verb, a personales, when you use the subject, I, you, he, she, it, and the non-finite verbs, or in Spanish, formas no personales, infinitive, gerund, past participle, formas no personales. And we continue. In pages 112 and 113, they are talking about the differences between, for example, the finite verb wish, the finite verb suggest, and the finite verb like. And they can be followed by different things. For example, wish, always with infinitive. Suggest, always with the gerund. And like can be followed by both, infinitive with to and the gerund. So there is a difference between the different kinds of finite verbs. One important thing, in the second paragraph, being like nouns, a gerund and an infinitive can have the syntactic function of subjects or objects. Right? This is important. The different functions of the gerunds. You can use the gerund to start the sentence. Smoking is bad for your health. Or you can use it as an object. I like eating out at the weekends. I like eating. So they are acting as nouns. So the gerund has this possibility of acting as a noun. So you can use it at the beginning of the sentence or in the middle, used as an object. That's important in the gerunds. And also, well, they are talking about the different verbs, the verbs of emotion, emotional like and dislike, hate, like, prefer, or verbs of completion, incompletion, begun, finish, continue, or the verb remember. And they are talking about the difference between, well, because, for example, there are some verbs, the verb forget, for example, that can be followed by infinitive or by the gerund, and the meaning changes. So there are some possibilities when studying these verbs. The first possibility, verbs that can only be followed by a gerund, right? The other possibility, the verbs that can be only followed by infinitive with to. And then the possibility of verbs that can be followed by infinitive with to, the gerund, or even infinitive without to. Right? So you have to learn them by heart. I don't know all of them, but, well, more or less when I write, I do it correctly, because I have read, but I don't know them by heart. I learned them some years ago, but I forgot. So, well, it is impossible to know all of them, because there is a long list of verbs. I don't know if you have any questions. Because, for example, in page 113, you see the verb remember. The tour operator forgot paying the hotel in advance. Pagó, pero no lo recuerda. Forgot paying the hotel in advance. And the tour operator paid the hotel in advance, but that he forgot he had done so. So he forgot. And in the other sentence, the tour operator forgot to pay the hotel in advance. Se olvidó de pagar. He didn't remember that he had to pay. So sometimes there is a difference. For example, a very typical difference with the verb stop. Stop smoking, stop to smoke. Dejar de fumar, dejar una acción que estabas haciendo, stop smoking, o dejar algo para fumar. Stop to smoke. He stopped to smoke. Mm-hmm. Or he stopped smoking. So with some verbs, the difference is very obvious and we have to learn them because there is a difference. So you can misunderstand people or you can do something wrong if you use them incorrectly. But with others, it's the same. Okay? More or less with the verbs, with like, I like to go to the cinema, or I like going to the cinema. Well, there is a difference, but not so much. Okay? We can use them more or less in the same way. I think in the book, they talk about a difference, talking about the verb like. I like eating out, because you usually do it. Or I like to eat out, because probably you are going to do it in the future. So there is a big difference, but well, not so much. Well, some perhaps interesting thing, in page 113 at the bottom, I think it's the last sentence, you can see we were thrilled about their having been in contention in the World Championships before. We were thrilled about their having been. Their is a possessive adjective. So you are happy about what they have done. And there is another sentence, but we will see it in page 115. There is a similar sentence. She objected to his playing golf on the wedding anniversary. So you can see this is clearer. She objected to his playing golf on the wedding anniversary. She didn't agree with the fact that he was going to play golf on the wedding anniversary. So, to his playing football. They are using playing, the gerund, as a noun. His playing, the fact that he's going to play golf on that day. Right? So, sometimes, I didn't like your, I don't know, your talking so much. I didn't like your talking. So, talking is being used as a noun. So, you can use the adjective before. Right? So this is another interesting thing. In page 114, we can also see infinitives and gerunds may also appear in the passive form, including the auxiliary be, to be chosen or being chosen. Right? Ser elegido is the same. Because you can also use the infinitive with to start a sentence, to be or not to be, that's the question. So you can use the infinitive with to as a subject. Perfected passive forms. The women did not seem satisfied simply to have been selected as players, to have been selected. So this is a perfect tense in the passive. Having been honored, una vez que habían sido felicitados in this way, they went out and earned it by winning the gold. Having been honored once they had, una vez que al haber sido. Infinitive gerunds and aspect, the progressive forms. When we talk about aspect, we talk about the progressive forms. Simple progressive, I look forward to being sleeping for hours. Well, I look forward to is a verb that must be followed by the gerund. Being sleeping, this is a progressive tense. Being walking for hours wasn't his cup of tea. His cup of tea, his favorite thing. Right? It's an idiom. Right? To be your cup of tea is something that you like a lot. Perfected progressive, in the verb to have been competing at that level, el haber competido, el haber sido, o el haber estado casado for 20 years. So they are using the perfect progressive. Morphines, the gerunds in page 114 and 115, used as nouns. As, for example, as objects, they enjoyed visiting the Prado Museum. The visitors kept complaining about their reservations, continuaron quejándose. So they are used as objects. Yesterday, our best guest kept booking for next summer. So they are used as objects. More things. The gerund is preceded by a preposition. Detrás de preposición, gerundio. This is a rule that we must follow. After seeing the field, by working, despite solving. So after a preposition, we have to use the gerund. Right? So well, it is important to learn quite a long list of verbs that can be followed by the gerund. But when we are talking about the gerund, I think it's very, very useful to learn that they can be used as subjects and objects. After a preposition, you have to use the gerund as well. And also this interesting point about the possessive adjective with a gerund. Okay? These are interesting points as well. She objected to his playing golf on the wedding anniversary. More things. Certain verbs are used in combination with the gerund only. This is a list. Other verbs are normally, but not always, followed by the gerund form. So another list. We continue in page 116. Infinitives, the same. They are going to talk about using infinitives as nouns. So you can use them as the subject of your sentence. To love another person is to experience every emotion. To own a yacht is to throw one's money in the ocean. More things. Then the accusative subject. Well, they are talking about some verbs that usually have an object, a person. I want him to come. Didn't allow me to do. Okay, so this is the accusative subject. They forced her to do it. They told me to come. Normally, some of them, I want him to come, they told me to come, they are used in the reported speech with the commands. Okay? Right, embedded infinitive without to. Well, embedded infinitives is the same as the other sentence, but without to. So there are some verbs, let, make, help, and the verbs related to the senses. Hear, watch, smell, right? That must be followed by infinitive without to. Let me see. Déjame ver. Let or he makes me feel happy. Me hace sentirme feliz. So these are verbs that are usually used with infinitive without to. Okay? These are easier because there are not many. Let, may, help, and the verbs related to the senses. More things. Other verbs that are normally followed by the infinitive form with to are. So there's a very long list. Infinitive phrases often follow certain adjectives. Well, this is a different point. Sometimes with what adjectives, it is difficult to speak English, or it is easy to travel abroad, or it is. So it's an adjective followed by infinitive with to. This is very useful when you write a composition. It is difficult to. So and it's a good structure for you to remember. She was hesitant to tell the boss of her plan, or she was reluctant to tell her friends. Content to wear a man was forever. Well. More things. And they sometimes follow two prepositions, except and but, as in the following examples. Except to invite, but to pack. So these are some uses with these specific prepositions. Okay? Right, and then we watch the different activities. I don't know if there were. Yes, in page in the activities in the task, I saw some mistakes. In page 120, I remember to bring drinking or both. I think in the answer key, they say both. Because in fact, the verb remember can be followed by drinking or to drink. But in this context, I remember mucho más de lo que debería haber bebido. So this means that he drank a lot. So I remember drinking. I remember, recuerdo haber bebido más de lo que debería haber bebido. So it was in the past. So in this context, you can't use both. I remember to drink. Yo recuerdo beber. Is that I'm going to remember that I have to bring this medicine. Yeah? Because in the future. But I remember drinking. Is that you remember that you have done something. Okay? So in this case, in 6, it's B. Yeah? 6B. And then there is another mistake in page 121, in sentence 7, they say thinking in, and think in is not possible. Think about or think of. So when you say think about, you think about, it's like you are deciding something. I am thinking about going abroad this year, or I am thinking about moving house. And when you use of, what do you think of the last film of Penelope Cruz? Think of, to have an opinion about something. So think of, think, oh sorry, think about.
Think so about a decision, think of an opinion.
An opinion, yes. And thinking is not okay. So thinking, nothing. And for example, in sentence 10, sorry to disturb you like this, this is not a mistake, but this is the interesting point about the possessive adjectives. Forgive my disturbing you. My disturbing. Perdona que te haya distraído. Que te haya. So, my disturbing. No, no, this is okay. This is okay. But I like the sentence because they are using the possessive adjective. Forgive my disturbing you. In Spanish, we use the subjunctive.
Sí, que te haya molestado.
Que te haya molestado. But my disturbing you. Mi molestia. Mi, because it is used as a noun. Disturbing. Okay. Any questions about this?
About? Or of.
But in this case, it's about emigrating.
In which sentence?
In sentence 7.
7.
Paul is thinking
about emigrating. Yes, after the preposition, the gerund. Yes. But the preposition was incorrect in the Ansaki. So it's about. He's thinking about emigrating or not. So he's going to have to think about that and make his mind up about this.
I've got a question of number 17.
In number 17,
it's grateful if you would not play that rock music. The answer says, would you mind stopping playing? And I would like to know if it's possible to say, would you mind not playing that rock music?
Would you mind
not playing?
Not playing that rock music. Yes, but yes, it could be okay. Would you mind not playing that rock music? It's okay, but well, it's, I think that the purpose of this exercise is to use a stop plus the gerund.
But after mine is the gerund too.
Yes, so you can use not, yes, not playing that rock music. But it's not exactly the same.
No.
If you would not play that rock music, would you mind? Well, the two sentences don't mean the same, but for the exercise, it's okay. Grammatically, it's okay. And the purpose of the person who is asking is that he doesn't want to hear the music. So
stopping
playing, dejar de hacer. So stop plus the gerund is just stop doing something.
A better option, okay.
Any other questions? No? Okay, so let's see unit 10, the passive. Well, in page 123, well, more or less they explain the purpose of the passive voice. mm-hmm. and the difference between the active voice and the passive voice. Yeah? When well, the agent tends to be the subject, in the passive voice the agent is not longer present and the thing becomes the grammatical subject. Well, and they give us an example. English is spoken by them, but this is a very bad example mm-hmm. because normally in this sentence the agent will be omitted. Okay, because when the agent is not important, that's the reason why they use the passive voice. English is spoken here, for example, in hotels, at the reception desk, you find English is spoken, Chinese is spoken, but you don't say by us. Okay? Because you assume that if they are using the passive voice, mm-hmm. it's because the agent is not necessary. Well, if it is not important, you must omit it. Okay? So in this case, English is spoken by them should be omitted. Right? So they are trying to explain that when the important thing is the object, we use the passive. When the important thing is the subject, the person who has done the action, then you use the active. Right? So when the important thing is the agent, mm-hmm. you use the active. Okay? So well, that's the thing that they try to explain, making the difference between the passive and the active. Then we've got the different, some different tenses, some examples in the present, in the past, in the plural, in the singular, with modals. That well. And then in page 125, you also see the different reasons for using the passive voice to talk about actions, events, and processes, or new information. Longer expression at the end of the sentence. Well, any questions about this introduction?
I've got a question, but I think it's a silly question. At the end of the page 124, the door must have been left open.
Mm-hmm.
Is this okay? Is left open?
Left open. This is okay, but this is not a prediction. This is not a prediction. This is a deduction. But okay. Debe haber sido dejada abierta. La puerta debe haber sido dejada abierta. Se han dejado la puerta abierta. But open is okay. Must have been left open. La puerta debe haber sido dejada abierta. But this is not a prediction because we are not talking about the future. We are talking about a deduction, because the modal must can be used to deduce things. So this is deduction.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. Yeah, the sentence is grammatically correct.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Then in page 125, we want the expression to have something done. Okay? When we study the passive voice, this is one of the most typical expressions that we use. And well, it is very common in English. People use it a lot because they say have or get. If you use get, it's more informal, okay? More colloquial. So you can say to have my car repaired, or to get my hair done, or to have my hair cut. When other person is going to do the job for you, mm-hmm. or when someone is going to paint our house, then we use these kind of expressions. We have something done or get something done. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I'm going to have my hair done. I'm going to go to a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to have my car repaired. Have or get. So if you use get, it's more informal. Okay? That's the expression. When someone is going to do something for you. So normally all kind of professions, mechanics, hairdressers, or well, painters, or a lot of builders, people who are going to do the job for us, then we use this expression. Me van a pintar la casa. Right. Well, you've got some examples in page 125. Go and get your hair cut. We are having the front of our building painted. So they are talking about the different things that someone is going to do for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Charles I had his head cut off, right? Le cortaron la cabeza. Le cortaron. Right. In page 126, we've got some sentences, and also there is a couple of mistakes there. We have to say which sentences were in the active. And they were B, D, F, H, K, but in the answer key, they said M, but M is in the passive voice. And N is in the active, okay? So there was a mistake there. And O is also in the active. And then the rest of them are in the passive, including M. And then in exercise 2, we have to say as well which kind of sentences were in the passive. And in 2, with modal verbs, they said E, G, and 8. But 8 is in the active. Okay? So, Maribel, don't worry about it because it was the mistake we were talking about before the lesson. Hmm? This mistake you told me, okay, about this sentence 8, you must get that it's a modal verb, but it's in the active, it's not in the passive. Uh-huh. Okay, so that's the point. And in 4, passive contractions beginning with it, so it's L and M. It's not L and M as in the answer key, right? So you should correct that because there were some mistakes. Well, and task 3, well, there are some passive voice sentences to do. And in task 4, structures with get. Get married, get promoted. Normally we use get when there is a change of state in our person. So get married or get broken, get promoted, ascendido en el trabajo, get invited. So someone has done something for us, or get changed, but that supposes a change of state in the person. So that's why we use get, plus past participle. So this is studied at the same time as the passive voice. Okay, and now we've got a test left, Fitur test. We're going through it just in a couple of minutes. So it was in page 188. So, well, it was a very simple test, no many words, but well, targeted to target, target objetivo, right? Goal, objective, aim. So, is a Spanish travel show targeted, addressed to, aimed at business travel market, dirigido a. It has been held to hold, celebrar, annually since the year 2000. A meeting point, punto de encuentro, business alliances, deals. Well, management, development, leisure, ocio. Very simple test, in fact. And then the planners who are looking for, seeking more information about various destinations within España. Business and contact throughout the country, a lo largo de por todo el país. ¿No? Throughout. It's a very interesting word that you can use for time and for place. So you can say throughout history or throughout the country. A lo largo de la historia, throughout the country, a lo largo por todo el país. As well as, además de. As well as an opportunity to identify potential follow-up, un seguimiento. Familiarization trips, this kind of trips that normally tour operators do in order to know a new destination that they are going to offer to customers. So they have to go first to see the hotels, to see the possibilities, and then eventually to sell this kind of destinations or holidays as tour operators. Okay? This kind of familiarization trips. Do you understand the concept? Yes? Mm-hmm. So normally there are some new destinations, so the tour operators have to go first and see all the services, and then they will sell it or not. So they have to go there and and see the hotels, the facilities, and the services for the potential customers, right? Okay. And then we are going to start with an exam. Okay, so we've got here, you can download it because it's in the folder there. So we can start with September original, for example. Right, so we've got here okay, so you can start for, let's say, 5 minutes, try to do something and we can correct it. The first 10 questions and we can continue later. Okay, so we'll start correcting the first questions. Well, this is, I think it's very easy. I don't know what you think, but I think it's...
Compared with the other?
Yeah.
It's quite different.
Yes, the difference between them is a lot. Okay. So, lost in the lots, eh? So we had to decide if the verbs were in the simple past or the past continuous. Not other tenses. Simple past or past continuous. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the first one, when he... when he was traveling in Scotland, when he, number two,
decided
to visit Loch Ness, the famous lake where people say there is a monster. But while he was going across the lake in a boat, his back fell into the water, fell. In the bar were his passport, car keys, pen, and all his money. Loch Ness is 150 meters deep, so he didn't expect to see his possessions again. 14 years later, in 1994, some scientists in a mini submarine were exploring the bottom of the lake. They were looking for the Loch Ness monster. Suddenly, one of them saw something black in the water. It was a bag, the same bag that the tourists
had lost.
Simple past or past continuous? Not past perfect. Okay? With, with a go, we always use the simple past. But it is true that it could be correct, had lost. But in the title of the exercise, they say the simple past or the past continuous. Okay? Because that's the first I marked when I was doing the exam. I said B. But then I said, well, but lost is also okay. And then I said, oh, in the headline, we have simple past or past continuous. Right? So even if you find that had lost could be possible, then there is lost. Hmm? So let's see. So 1C, 2A, 3C, 4 A, 5, B, 6, were exploring, in the plural, 7, 4, 8, so, 9, lost, and 10, lost. Normally, with a go, it's always a simple past. But well, in this case, it could be okay to write the past perfect. But because in the exercise, they didn't ask to write other tenses, we have to choose the simple past lost, right? Okay, have you had time to do something else? Anything else? Have a look at, well, we've got 5 minutes left. We can do the other, okay, this part, exercises about the conditional sentences, okay? And then we finish.
Well, now yesterday I was doing another exam, and a verb saw appear, and I don't know what's the meaning.
Cerrar.
It could be cerrar.
Cerrar.
I thought. Because of the...
Saw, the film. The film saw. Saw one, saw two, that's a very bloody film. Saw. But
in Spanish they say... Yes,
it's an American film.
Ah.
Very bloody film about a murderer who kills people in very bloody ways. So this is so.
I remember that. When seeing the number 8, I remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do the conditionals. Okay, so let's see the conditional sentences. So the first one, what do you think? A, B, C, or B?
B.
B. Okay, so this is the first conditional. The present, future. 12?
A.
A. If we drive, it will be, okay? Present and the future. The first conditional. Then?
B.
B. You'll get lost if you don't take a map. 14?
C.
C. Doesn't work, won't pass. And 15?
C.
C. Mm?
No.
No. B. If you don't go to bed now, because it's now, it's the present, you will be tired in the morning. Si no te vas a la cama ahora, te estarás cansado por la mañana. Mm? If you don't go, you will be. Mm? Okay? Right. Okay, so next week we haven't got class, okay, because it's the 1st of May. But on the 8th of May, we will do unit 11, that's the last one. So I say here, homework for next week. Confessions and linking words, and then we can finish off this exam and do the other one, okay, el examen de reserva, September. So we will correct them on the 8th of May, and we will finish off unit 11, and we can do more exams, right? Yes, if you have any questions or any other things, you can ask. Or we can do more exams. Okay, so see you in 2 weeks.